Shauna, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for the chance to take on Speaker Mattiello.
A little bit about myself. I am a mom of two children. Been in Cranston for just about a little over 16 years, and thinking about running was a big step for me. I've never really been interested in getting into politics, and I was working up at the State House with a few legislators up there trying to get some bills passed. While I was up there, I realized that my voice wasn't really being heard. It was around the time of the tolls as well. The group that I was working with were pushing really hard with very little results. My thought was that things weren't going to change unless someone stood up and tried to help change the way things are done up at the State House.
What was the focus of the issue that you were advocating on up at the State House?
Our group was actually working on preserving informed consent for medical procedures, specifically vaccines here in Rhode Island. We were working to reinstate philosophical exemption. We were also working for requesting more transparency from the Rhode Island Department of Health. We aren't an anti-vax group, as people have alluded to. We are more about informed consent and parental choice.
Before we move on, what is your occupation? What do you do for work?
Sure. I have a sales and marketing background. And currently, I am a consultant with a tech company out of Milwaukee.
We had your Republican primary opponent, Stephen Fries, in here earlier this month, and we asked him why he's the better choice to take on Speaker Mattiello. Here's part of what he said.
I consider myself pretty well informed in the issues, and a very clear message. I have very clear positions on a number of issues that are matter to the voters. I'm not sort of just having an amorphous campaign of saying we need change. And third, I'm not afraid to debate anybody. I'd be glad to debate anybody, even the people not running against me. And that's what you got to do. You got to be able to look at other people and say, let's go at it. Let's talk the issues.
So, Shauna Lawton, the suggestion there from Stephen Fries was that your campaign is somewhat amorphous. How do you respond?
I think it's interesting. I think one of the things that I've always said to people, especially out on the campaign trail, is to do your research, look at both candidates, and see where they're coming from, what they're focusing on, what their concerns are. And I don't agree with him. I think the thought behind that is he has never heard of me before, has not seen the work that I've done in the community, has not seen the work that I did this past year up at the State House. There are serious issues up at the State House right now. There have been for several years. There needs to be some change. And I'm not going to complain about the issues. I've voted in every single election, so I've contributed to the way the state is run. My thought is that we need to get people elected that have not been in the system, have a different outlook on the issues, who will look at things in a more creative, innovative way. And I'm aware of the issues that are surrounding the people in my district and the people of Rhode Island. I have some serious concerns about tolls and 38 studios and legislative grants and, you know, term limits. There are a lot of things. But if you don't take the time to talk to me and ask me the questions, then you don't know, and you can make a statement like that.
Well, speaking of questions, Stephen Fries also suggested that you are not willing to debate him. Is that accurate?
That is, and I've gone on record, and it has nothing to do with fear. I've made it very clear that both Stephen and I can go out in our communities and talk to the constituents in our communities and understand what their struggles are and take that back. My job right now on the campaign trail is to understand what people are struggling with and to listen and to, should I be elected, represent their voice. And I don't feel it necessary to debate him. It has nothing to do with fear, because I've been very vocal in saying that should I win the primary, I would be more than happy to debate Nicholas Mattiello. And I've gone on record and confirmed that I will go to, there's a debate on October 13th, I believe.
Let's talk about the truck toll issue. If the truck tolls were rescinded, how would you pay for improving Rodin's crumbling infrastructure?
We need to really take a look at spending right now in this state. When we look at the tolls, I think the estimated amount of money coming in from the tolls would be about 30 or so million, if give or take. We're spending way more than that to implement the tolls. We already are sitting on a huge amount of debt with the DOT, which now we're incurring more debt. When we think about the debt per person in the state, I think it's up almost to $10,000 per person. So looking at rescinding the tolls, I think we can take a hard look at our spending in other areas. We can look at the General Assembly operating 70 days a year in relation to the Attorney General's office that's operating all year. The General Assembly's budget is almost double what the Attorney General's budget is. There's definite opportunity to look in different areas to reduce spending that I think we might be able to make up the difference.
Are there any significant policy differences between yourself and your primary opponent, Stephen Fries?
You know, he and I met early on, and we, for the most part, we are similar in our policies. I think that I've tended over the years to look at issues and vote based on issues. I think I tend to be a little more towards the left when we're looking at a Republican. I'm running as a Republican because my platform and my issues right now have to do with our fiscal issues. Both Stephen and I tend to agree with the fiscal issues that this state is faced with.
If you win the primary and then you defeated Speaker Mattiello in November, there would need to be a new speaker. It's almost a virtual guarantee that the next speaker would be a Democrat. Could you see yourself voting for a Democrat for speaker?
It depends. It depends on their, gosh, yeah, you'd have to look at their voting record. I would have to look at how long they've been in, how long they've been elected, where they've voted on specific issues, and whether or not they align with how I feel. So it depends.
And we're almost out of time here, but I'd like to delve briefly into national politics. Your primary opponent, Stephen Fries, has an official role with the state Republican Party. He's national committee man. He says because of that, he has to vote for Donald Trump. Where do you stand on the presidential race? Are you going to be voting for Donald Trump?
I haven't decided yet. I'm following his campaign very closely. I'm also following the Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, very closely at this point in time.
The Providence Journal editorial board recently editorialized calling Donald Trump utterly unqualified for office. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think that there's a lot of theater going on in the media these days. And I think they go back and forth and back and forth. You know, you can't believe everything you read. You really can't.
Shauna Lawton, one of two Republicans running for the chance to take on House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello. Thank you very much for sitting down with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure.